the riot at the Dog Park Studios. It's Live with Johnny. And now, here's Johnny!
Good evening. This is your president. We've been watching, I got Amy to watch House of Cards.
Oh.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey, House of Cards?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think the first, like, three seasons, right, were killer.
Yeah, they get, then, like, four was weird. I think around five or six now, it's pretty good. And then there's the one where they took him off the show because he was touching people's penises.
He was doing a little diddling.
And
he was diddling.
Is there such thing as a little diddling? I mean, once you've diddled, you've done diddled, right? I mean,
there's no levels
there's,
of
yeah, there's no, like, like, is there a difference between a testicle or the tip of the peen? I am pretty sure that, you know, diddling is diddling. Haircut. Look at me. Yeah, I'm going dude, Saturday. What the
fuck? I thought we were going to do it on air. What happened? Didn't we have a plan?
The agreement was if Amy agreed that I can shave my head bald.
Yes.
We would do it live on air.
And she did not agree.
We never got the go ahead.
All right. All right. What are you drinking there, Sils? Do you know how much caffeine is in those things? Are you ready?
Dude.
I wouldn't do that, but
I love these things.
There's a lot of cat. That's like three monsters, bro.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
You read it because you got good eyes. I'm telling you right now. You're fucking lying. You're just making shit up. Are you excited about the return of, what does that say? 200 milligrams of caffeine.
And there's 120 in a monster.
You don't just know that off the top here.
Right? I do. A lot of look.
You know, I drink a lot of Monster. Look, that sounds
Monster surprisingly homosexual. Milligram.
86! I told you it's like three, bro! So I got like Monster's dad. This is the dad.
Anyway, go on.
Fox Celsius, bro.
Like
before I ask if you're excited about two things, let's talk about our fucking sponsors. Two sponsors this evening. The first one is the Bridge Cigar Shop. We've been there once, and we've had them on twice. Right? Yes.
Yeah. That's true.
It's funny. I just did that, and people who are not going to see it but listen to it are going to think I went to you. That's funny. Blah, blah, blah. So Bridge Cigar Shop, guys, get over there. They got their Sunday mornings. Guys are watching the football games over there. They got the UConn basketball games on when they're on. Get over to the Bridge Cigar Shop. Have yourself a smoke and a pancake. Love those guys. They're two good dudes. Former police officers doing a good thing. Second sponsor of the night. Our friends who I just met up with Benny last week. They put out the tip jar at their show for our Thanksgiving drive. The Alpaca Gnomes have a big show tomorrow night. They are going to be at the Space Ballroom in New Haven. That's at, I'm trying to read it right now so I don't get it wrong. I don't know what time it's going to happen, but it's like 7 or 8 o'clock, man.
It's actually in Hamden. It's a great place. Have you ever been?
I didn't say Hamden.
You said
Hamden, New Haven. It's the same thing.
You don't want to get people. It's a great, it's a cool little venue.
Space Ballroom in Hamden.
Yeah.
Go see the Alpaca Gnomes. Go see a ridiculous show. They'll be playing all their folksy, chill shit. Then they'll get into some faster shit. And the next thing you know, they fucking start playing Bulls on Parade or some bullshit.
I love that.
Set list from their last show, Woodbury Brewing, where they put out the tip jar.
Yes.
Guess what made the fucking...
Kid Rock.
No.
Oh.
But now he's been mentioned.
Bam!
Sweet Child of Mine was played by the Alpaca Gnomes. So you gotta imagine.
Really?
CB ripping that fucking riff out, crying like a baby.
He probably killed it.
Benny singing like an angel. The two of them together.
Yeah, they're
super talented. Oh my God. Put that in your spank bank.
Yep.
Are you excited about two things tonight? I keep throwing it out there. One, it's the return of phone roulette.
I don't know who we're calling, but I do love phone roulette. I am excited for that.
It's good times, bro.
It's good times.
It's good times, bro.
Bro.
I was watching a fucking episode of something before I came here, and it was on a fucking TV, and the dude was talking like this, and I fucking love it. I think I have a form of Tourette's where someone speaks with some sort of something, and then I have to start doing it for a couple minutes.
Right, like you pick up on their like accent.
I have a funny Tourette's story.
Well, go.
You want to hear a funny Tourette's story?
Anything about Tourette's, I'll listen to.
For you people who are going to listen and not see, it's a whole thing. But aunt died or something on my dad's side, who we weren't very tight with, but my mom's like, we should go to the thing. So we went. So they have the after thing. We go to, you know, we were at some club somewhere, you know, they have the catered food and shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sitting at a table. There's a little girl sitting like two tables over. She's got to be like 8, 9 years old. And she looks at me. She winks.
Oh, shit.
So I wink back.
Oh, no.
Now she does the double wink. I give her the double wink.
Because you don't know. You're just playing along.
Right?
Yeah, just playing along. Just doing the thing.
Now she's fucking tick-tock, doop-doop. She's doing the whole thing. Blink, blink, head shake, blink, like, and I'm trying to keep up with her, like fucking Simon Says. I'm doing this shit for like, I don't know, 10 minutes. And the little girl, I should have picked up on it.
I would think you would have picked up
on it. She never laughed or smiled. She was serious as all, and she was almost looking at me like she was upset with me. And then all of a sudden, I see the adult who was sitting next to her was like looking at me, looking at her, looking at me, looking at her, and like look, giving the...
Like you're mocking her.
This fucking guy.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, somebody from my dad's side of the family just grabs me and goes, what are you doing? I'm going to play a game with that girl over there. She goes, yo, that little girl's got Tourette's so bad she can't... I go,
Holy fuck. That's a tough one to bounce back from.
To my credit, though, I was fucking quick, dude.
So you might have some Tourette-ish tendencies.
I'm on the Tourette spectrum.
Spectrum, yes. Exactly.
All right, now that we got that.
That's fine.
The second thing you need to be surprised about is I want to hunt down a Connecticut legend, and I want to interview him on this show.
Okay.
Whether it's in person, Zoom, phone, whatever it
is. Anything.
I'm not sure if you're going to know who he is, but people from the Valley will know who he is and a little bit stretch farther. I think you're going to know who he is, and we're going to announce that. And I think I'm going to wait for it to come during our phone roulette because the person we call, I want them to see if they have a good comment on this because I feel like they would.
All right.
So I'm very excited about all of
that. That's a good fish hook. Let's go.
Quick questions before we get into phone roulette.
Yes.
What's an acceptable reason to shoot somebody in the face? Not to kill them, but like, you know, sing, like maim them. Like if, what would somebody have to do for you to shoot them in the fucking face?
Well, the first thing you have to...
What the fuck, Celsius is kicking in.
Listen, if you point a gun at somebody's face, you're not intending on just winging their cheek, right? If you point a gun at their face and pull a trigger,
yeah,
you're going to kill them.
If you aim eye sockets down, you have to assume you're just going to fuck them up. Now, ambitious. There could be a little ricochet and it might go up to the dome.
Right. There's,
but that's a chance you take. But I feel I'm pretty confident, and we can try this afterwards if you want.
Okay.
If you fucking shoot a dude or a woman, don't shoot. Guys shouldn't shoot women. Women should shoot women. Men should shoot men.
Yes.
I feel like that's...
Keep it gender, yeah.
Firearm assault is gender
specific. Yes.
But I feel like you should do it. I'll give you some for instances. You tell me if it's face shooting worthy.
Okay.
Change the channel on your radio while you're driving.
That could be like I could kneecap them, but not face shot.
All right. Let's see. Took a dump in your toilet and didn't flush, left it there.
See, now, now you're treading.
Mm-hmm.
That's getting close. Mm-hmm. I'm still not going to call it, but it's close.
Their dog took a dump on your front yard and didn't pick it up. They just kept walking.
Nah, that's fine. Listen, that happens. I've done it to other people, so that's part of it, you know.
Somebody hurts or maims your family. Well, we assume that's an instant, right?
I'm not even going to aim somebody for the cheek. Dead.
Pedophile.
Dead. Dead.
You know, there's reasons. How about if I told you another man was shot in the face for one single reason? And he was shot in the face for not sharing his potato chips. Show that to the people.
I didn't think this was real, so I had to fact check this, and I can confirm.
Uh-huh. Now, the gentleman you're seeing this picture of, and you can leave that there for a second. Okay. That look on his face says one thing and one thing only. If he just fucking gave me a chip, none of this would be happening. That's the look he has on his face right now.
So the guy wanted a chip.
He wanted a chip.
And the dude wouldn't...
Uh-huh.
Give him a chip. So he shot the guy in the face. Wait, sure. does it specify in the face? Shot another person. Wow.
Bro.
That's, I mean,
Listen, he was in Ohio, so.
And listen, look at the guy. And I'm not being racist here, but with the with the tattoos all up the neck.
Oh, don't get me wrong.
This is probably
I'm assuming it's not his first offense.
Exactly. I feel like he's got a rap sheet.
You don't just go from never arrested or never in trouble to shooting a guy in the face. There are checkpoints in between. Right.
There's some stops on the way there. Yeah.
Napkin nabbing.
Right.
You don't know.
You got to dip your, wet your beak a little bit.
You wait, you grow up hard in the city, you got a napkin nab just to get along in life. This is where that could lead.
So you could have turned out, this could have been you.
Ooh, it's only 7-Eleven tonight. This could happen today, tonight, tomorrow, the next couple of days.
Dude. I mean, I think the thing to keep in mind here is you can't compare this guy to a standard person. Like, it's outrageous, but it's a fringe.
He just looks more aggravated. Yo, can I just get out? Yo, can we just do this?
I wonder what kind of chips they were. See, that matters too.
It doesn't say in an article?
No. But if it's like, cheddar jalapeno, then maybe I'm whipping out the piece. But like for a
cheddar jalapeno.
Yeah, those fancy. But like for a plain Lay's chip.
Yo, a Lay's.
I'm not going to draw it.
Straight up salty, old school Lay's.
Nah, it's not worth the hassle, dude.
Maybe it was a potato chip that looked like baby Jeebus. You don't know. You don't know.
Can I take him off the screen?
Take him off the screen.
I'm removing him.
Yeah.
He's not on the screen.
Next week's fucking, there's a police arrest man accused of shooting another man for fucking putting his face on podcast.
That's insane, dude.
You can't be fucking doing that shit to me. See how beautiful I am? Ladies and gentlemen.
You look good. Except for the hair. The hair has got to be cut, dude. You got to get that done.
I got to get the beard. See how it's.
You need some grooming. Let's just keep it a general grooming.
Saturday morning, bro.
Old
man gizzard neck, too. All right, anyway, enough about my beautiful self. You ready for some, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for some motherfucking phone roulette? We're going to do some phone roulette, and then we're going to announce who I need your help, people. We're going to hunt somebody down. Are you ready?
Are you going to tell us who we're calling, or is it like still a surprise?
Nah, it's a surprise. It doesn't matter who it is.
All right.
We just hope that he's not mad.
All right.
You know what I mean?
I mean, it would be funny if he was mad. Who hung up on you that time? That was funny. You called somebody, they hung right up on you.
That was a good story. You tell me if that's loud enough.
It's not. Turn it up.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening to you.
Hey, listen. I told you I might do this. We are definitely doing it. I have not said your name. I will not say your name just in case you didn't want me to. So no one knows who it is, but I just want to say, I feel like you're excited because you answered on the first ring.
It was quick.
Well, look, I get excited to talk about something that I don't know what we're going to talk about.
Awesome. Well, we just talked about a guy shooting another guy in the face because he wouldn't share potato chips, but we're going to move on from that. Brian, I'm going to make a big announcement while you're on.
Oh. You just said it.
Yeah, big guy. I said big guy. I'm gonna make it an. I suck at this every time.
I knew his voice sounded familiar.
No, it's not who you think it is.
Okay.
I'm gonna make a big announcement during our phone conversation as well. I'm gonna ask everybody's help. I want to interview a Connecticut legend. I haven't told anybody who it is yet. You have any guesses who you think it might be?
A Connecticut legend.
Nothing to do with sports. Nothing to do with politics.
God.
All right, you can continue to think on it. I'll ask you again.
The only person that comes to mind is the mailman from Cheers. Wasn't he from Connecticut?
Cliff Clavin's from Cheers.
From Connecticut.
John Ratzenberger.
He was just on Hell's Kitchen too. Yeah, I just saw the episode.
I didn't know he was from Connecticut.
You know who else was from Connecticut?
Henry Kissinger
died in Kent, Connecticut. Bro. Yeah, fuck him. Anyway.
Whoa. we don't do politics on this.
Sorry.
Show. So. Big guy, I'm just going to call him Brian. I already called him Brian. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's okay.
I got to tell you, Brian, first of all, the kid is a hell of an athlete, super smart. He's super handsome. Like, I'm handsome, but like, I'm like, have a baby with, support the family good looking.
Right. You're steady.
Like, I'm that. He's like.
Look, I put out on the first date too, so just keep that.
And that's why I'll never forget our first date.
Whoa.
But
look, it's something that will remain in my heart forever.
Listen, he's the type of handsome. He's like early 70s, started as a used car salesman, but then moved to like, but like moved to New Mexico.
Wait, are we talking about the guy on the phone or the legend?
Yes. Oh, no, okay. No. All right. This guy on the phone.
Okay.
But then like moved to New Mexico, took his real estate test, got his license, got a tan, and unbuttoned his shirt 3 buttons. That's how, and like became a mogul. Is he single? No, he's not single. Fuck. He's a happily married man.
All right.
But he's not even handsome. He's beautiful. He's beautiful. I can't compete.
He's blushing. I can feel it.
Dave Rano's watching again tonight. Good evening, Mr. Rano. Brian, I was thinking about a question today when I figured I was going to call you. I have a few questions for you. But you grew up where I grew up, and I was thinking about this today. You talk about Seymour, Ansonia, Derby, Naugatuck, right? And Shelton. We don't count Beacon Falls. It's literally a stop sign and then you're out.
Well, it's part of Seymour. Let's just call it what it is.
Exactly. I'd accept that. It's a $40 million high school that never had to be built. I agree. Yep. It's kind of like Oxford, but it is what it is. So you got Seymour, Oxford, Derby, Ansonia, and Shelton, right?
Yep.
And Naugatuck. That's six then, right?
Yes.
Six. I forgot about Oxford. Brian, rank them. Rank them as far as where you would want your family to live.
Wow. Oh,
that's tough.
Well, I'm going to go easy Seymour number one because that is, in fact,
because that's where champions are made. Yes. That's where champions are made. Go ahead.
Going from there, I don't see any reason not to put like Shelton at like the strongest number two just because like Seymour, Oxford, Beacon Falls, I do nothing in those towns except like live.
Got you.
So I go to Shelton, the grocery shop, you know, restaurants and stuff. I even go to Ansonia to restaurants. So like, I believe Shelton's got to be the strongest too, just because they have the most to offer. Now, would I ever live there? Absolutely. There's no chance in hell I'm wearing an orange t-shirt anywhere.
I'm with you. I'd look like a fucking pumpkin. You would look good. I'd look like a pumpkin.
Wait, where's Archie Moore's?
No more. It used to be in Derby. No more.
Oh, I was going to say I'd pick Derby just on. They're not there anymore?
Closed two, 3 years ago.
Look, Derby's going to be last because
I agree.
They're red. And I can't do red.
Derby's going to be last, but for more reasons than just red. But you go right ahead. I'll handle that later.
He's glossing it over.
Yeah, I mean, as you're clearly understanding, like the colors mean a lot to me. You know, so the blue and gold has to be number one. But yeah, just go Shelton number two.
Gotcha.
Oxford and Beacon Falls, they're tied for fourth. Yeah. I'm not even gonna give either one of those a third. Just because, you know, we went to high school with those kids. So yeah. Like it's might as well be Seymour, you know, adjacent, which in fact they are.
Yeah.
Naugatuck, look, I'm gonna be honest, except for like a little baseball and a little football, I know nothing about Naugatuck. Like, I know I drive through it on my way up to 84, but that's about it.
Yeah, and we hated them less when we were growing up. We Derby and Ansonia. Oh, yeah.
No feelings either pro or con with Naugatuck.
Okay.
So he's Naugatuck neutral.
Okay.
I like his system, though, with the colors. The colors is a good way, you know, in the absence of any other factors. I like that system.
Well, knowing how handsome he is, he'd look good in any of those colors. But I like the way that he puts it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we get customers at work, you know, from the South and Midwest, and they ask about the towns, you know. And we tell them, you know, pretty honestly, you know, Seymour's a small town. You know, you get off the exit, and most people drive through it. But the way I explain it to all these guys and the way they explain, you know, to kind of go along with the way they explain their towns, like, I explain it where, you know, we're 3 miles away from Seymour High School, 3 miles away from Oxford High School, 3 miles away from Derby High School, 3 miles away from Ansonia's High School football field. Like, it might as all well be one town.
Listen,
that's
you,
fair.
You know, they would save a lot of money and they would do a lot of things smarter that way. I like the way you think, Bri. Let me ask you a question. I was telling Kirk.
Hey, yeah. Bri.
Good to meet you.
Good to meet you, bro.
Kirk's not as handsome as us, but he's got his own. He's got his own thing about him.
Look, it's. I every time I see you, you know, I keep myself from hugging you tight.
You don't want to go like too tight.
Appropriately tight.
Right.
You know?
Well, it's cool with me if you let it rip one time. I was telling Kirk. I said, if you could, you would live in the woods. No cell phone, no cable TV, no nothing. You'd be happier than a clam.
I definitely memorize my phone numbers that I need to call. You know, there's like 8 in my phone, 10 in my phone.
I love that.
I definitely don't need much. I mean, I will say, since I could, God, the internet, look, if the internet's great for 2 things. I'm just going to throw it out there now for streaming, but forget about all that. You know, it's good. It's still wonderful for porn.
Absolutely.
He didn't even say it was good. He said it was wonderful.
It is absolutely incredible for guitar instruction videos. You know, as I go to my next like stage in life, like I really couldn't live without those. So I would still have to have something, maybe like, I don't know, because I've tried to do it from books. It just doesn't work for me.
No, I would gladly
live without that stuff. I actually thought about it today, like getting on my kids, like no phones this weekend.
Look,
put it down. If you want to check to see if you got a message from somebody, go ahead. But like, just give it a rest, man. Do anything else.
Disengage. Anything. And coloring just in a coloring book. Anything. Do a fucking puzzle.
Literally.
Yep.
But they can't, dude. It's screen addiction or whatever you want to call it. It's a real thing. It's super real.
And I'm gonna say my kids are great. Like they're good. They're good. I don't really worry about them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And they would find something to do. They would laugh at me. And then they would look at their mother and say, is this real? And then she would say yes, begrudgingly. She would have to go along with it, you know. But, yeah, it's tough, man. There's like many extensions beyond just, you know, the modern conveniences of life, you know. But, yeah, it's
that
certainly not needed. Let's just put it that way.
Gotcha.
People may say it's necessary. I'll make a case that it isn't.
Well, that leads me to my next question that I would want to ask you all day. Because I find you to be a super interesting person. You always have a good tone on everything. He's like the most laid back, even keel dude in the world. But if you piss him off, cancel Christmas. But take away war, take away hungry kids, take away, you know, all the bad things. Forget all the stuff. Everybody wants world peace. Everybody wants everybody to be fed, you know, but take that away.
Yep.
What's the one thing about the world or even this country or whatever? What's the one thing you wish that if you had a button, you could just make it go away and like it never happened?
Wow.
I'll just tell you what my answer is before you say anything.
Okay, go ahead.
Mine is Bon Jovi.
Okay. That makes my answer much more palatable. My answer is parents away from kids sporting events. Like I'm talking 1,000 feet away. They could watch it, but like you're way, way away. If you mm-hmm. have a complaint, talk to other parents about it. Like, you know, we could hold kids sporting events without parents and parents yelling from sidelines. Like that's my first action as like supreme leader.
I like that.
As you know, I'm a youth coach, Bri, and we coach against each other. I've had kids in the dugout. There's always a couple of kids a year whose father or sometimes even a mother are so aggressive in the stands, and not just necessarily like, let's go, we got to win, but like yelling at their kids and trying to coach from the stands, or just being like, if a kid makes an error or something, or, you know, get your glove down, or blah, 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 and kids start, you know, they're 9-year-old kids, they start crying and shit.
It's too young.
I love that answer.
It's just, you get to, And, you know, this is, you know, pie in the sky stuff here, but with little kids, you know, it's forget about the game. You want to, like, practice. You know, they're practicing. You're trying to teach them the right way to do something. Even if it's the wrong way, you're still, like, you're their coach. You know, there's got to be a level of, you know, coach player, you know, established hierarchy, you know. So you practice with them, and that's where you get your work in, right? And then you get the games, and you see kids, you know, immediately do everything but what you practiced. And they're not looking at you. They're looking at their parents, you know, in the stands. And it's okay that they do it for their parents, you know what I mean? And it's okay that, I mean, we're not even going to get into any travel areas, you know, of youth sports. But it just... You gotta separate, you know. You gotta get the kid to do it for themselves, or it's never gonna be good enough.
And I agree with you, because I think that youth sports, starting at the last couple of years of Little League into the teen years, I believe all of that starts to get kids ready for having a job and listening to somebody else. And it's almost like, because mom and dad can't go to work with you, dad's not gonna come with you to McDonald's and tell you to fucking flip the spatula around. You can't do that.
I would hope not.
So it's almost like you've got to learn to be able to take direction and listen to somebody else other than the people who have raised you the last 13 years. But listen, parents are fucking nuts, man. People are nuts. They're all nuts.
Yeah.
Especially,
I mean,
nowadays.
That's where I'd start. And then we'd go on to the easier stuff, like, you know, world issues and, you know, water, you know, just water supply, you know, easier stuff like that.
Like Flint, Michigan?
Hey, you know, shit's everywhere, man.
Yo, did you ever see that?
We're lucky we got water. You know, I was talking about, you know, places out in the world, or world out in the U.S. You know, Carson City, Nevada is sweet on the other side of Lake Tahoe. But, you know, in the past, they've had water issues. They get all their water from, you know, the snow and all the melting stuff. So, I mean, even in, I mean, how? Yeah, dude, let's just do water. Let's tackle that. Make sure everybody's got water.
I'm with you. I like to swim in it. I like to pee in it. I'm all in there. We got about 3 minutes until I announce who I want to go, and I want you on the phone for that to see if you remember who he is.
Okay.
But give me quick answers. What are you listening to right now? What's the newest? Because Brian, this dude's a music guy. Kirk has terrible taste in music.
Oh,
he's into like 30 Seconds to Mars and shit.
You jerk.
What are you listening to right now? What if you could tell everybody this to?
Look, we don't have enough time. But the best concert I've ever been to was 30 Seconds to Mars opening up for Incubus when I was like 20 years old. It was fantastic.
Thank you.
Are you making that up? Are you just because I said what I said?
No. That definitely. I could tell you the story another time, but yeah, but no. Right now, I'm probably listening to the most is Marcus King.
Oh, I just saw that kid on the TikTok.
You saw him on the TikTok machine?
I saw him on the TikTok. He plays guitar. He's like, he's got this little...
He's got a real raspy voice.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, anything by him is good. I mean, it's good stuff. And a lot of Tedeschi Trucks Band. I love her singing.
Yeah, she's got a great voice. My problem is I can't do the jammy band thing. It goes too long for me.
No, I got you. I mean, you could always go back to like Tribe Called Quest and, you know... De La Soul.
Dude, amen, brother. Dude, 1991, 92, driving around Seymour in a Honda Civic, listening to The Chronic, listening to De La Soul. Come on. Listen to Tribe Called Quest.
There are far worse things in the world.
You ain't kidding, buddy. Let me ask you a question I believe I've never asked you before, and I hope you have the right answer. Beatles or the Rolling Stones?
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
No, he's not an option.
Way. Look,
he was a carpenter, not a musician.
I'd have to go Rolling Stones.
I love you so
I
much.
I agree.
I love you so
I
much.
I agree.
You know, there was a couple bands in high school, like, driving around. Like, AC/DC came out on the radio, turned it right off. Creedence Clearwater Revival turned it right off.
Really?
Beatles came on, turned it right. I couldn't get into it. I did watch all 7 hours of Get Back. You know, the Beatles documentary?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
7 hours?
Yeah, oh yeah. It's, yeah.
That's a big investment.
Look, yeah. when you have trouble sleeping sometimes,
yeah.
you got time.
Right,
you know?
Right.
My goodness. All right, thoughts on Kid Rock?
No thoughts on Kid Rock.
Yeah, hard
I'm,
pass.
I'm sorry, at you're, all. I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
Hard pass on Kid Rock.
I don't. I mean, I appreciate what he's doing. I haven't listened to him, but
you're not missing much. You're fine, Bri.
Yeah.
We have a thing on this show. It's called the National Treasure, and I call it the Kid Rock National Treasure Award. And I give out. I call people national treasures. Kid Rock's one. The guy from Costco who keeps the prices of hot dogs at $1.50 is one
treasure.
There was a national treasure. Yeah. National treasure. That's. And we had this police captain from Florida who said, "Shoot them all when they're breaking into your house." Blah blah blah. And then I had what's his name? Michael Keaton.
Yeah,
Keaton. Who was Beetlejuice, Batman, Supermom, all these people. Real quick, first thought that comes to your head, I say National Treasure. You would say, who should I think about inducting?
Oh, God.
What's with God again? He's not one either.
God, yeah. Jesus the Carpenter. Yeah, got
Jesus
it.
Jesus Chris.
God, National Treasure? Probably, I'd have to go with any bullpen catcher.
Any bullpen?
Interesting.
That's what. Do you see how his brain works?
Interesting.
Do you see how his brain works?
It's not where I thought he was going to go.
No.
No. This is like I'd have to spend days thinking about this.
Well,
But you asked for the first thought, and those are the guys that show up to work every day, get broken thumbs catching these guys with gifts for arms, and they just hang out in the bullpen, and I hope. For their sake, eat and get loaded every night and show up and work out and then catch bullpens again. See, you can't pay those guys enough.
All the other guys we know, Bri, if I had asked them, their answers would have been something like a stripper who keeps dancing 30 seconds after the song ends. You're like bullpen catchers. That's why you're different. That's why you're special.
Yeah, that's something I'm going to think about, though.
Hey, listen.
I know I have an answer for that.
I'll tell you what. You got 2 weeks. 2 weeks from tonight, I'll call you back.
All right. That sounds good.
I want to announce right now. Now, Kirk doesn't know. I don't think he knows who this guy is. No one's guessed it. I got people texting me today. Nobody guessed it right. Brian, I'm looking for this guy. He was a Connecticut legend. I want him on the show. I want to interview him. I want to find out where he's at now. But more importantly, I want to find out what the fuck was going through his head.
Okay, you said it's not musical, right? It's not like
no music, no sports, no politics.
Gotcha, okay.
Nope. I'm going to give a quick description and then actually I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to say it because you got to rip the Band-Aid off for the people that are listening. I want to find local or Connecticut local television programming legend Jerry Jer the Tampon Man. Brian, I gotta have him on the show, God. Bro.
I hope it was all an act, but he seemed like he lived a hard life up to that point.
Yo, so quick story. Do you remember the parties we used to have on Heritage Drive where Robert and I lived? I don't know if you remember the name of the road, but I call it Heritage Drive. We used to keg parties all the time. One night, this dude just shows up out of the blue and... you would have thought Elvis came into the house. He was only there for...
I smiled. As soon as you said Jerry Jer, I get it. That Connecticut legend, got it.
I need everyone's help. I need somebody to find him. I need them to get the word out to him. I'm going to be doing some research myself to try to find him. I want him on the show. Could you imagine how interesting the answers out of his mouth are going to be?
No.
I mean,
no, I can't imagine. That's what I mean. Up to that, that was Channel 10, right?
Channel fucking 10. And remember, he hated Shaquille O'Neal, and he hated a couple. They would bring up people. Kirk, he would just look at the screen. First of all, he put a tampon on his forehead and he put a red spot on it because he was fucking out of his mind. He called himself Tampon Man, Jerry Jer, and then he would. Yell
an
shit.
Entertainer.
My god. He would. He'd be like Shaquille O'Neal. I fucking die. And he would scream, die. Remember that?
How did I miss this?
I do.
Holy shit.
Dude, he was out of control. And it was Channel 10, and you paid to be on it. They couldn't bleep you. There was nothing they can tell you. He used to come on by after like a local painting show, like a fake Bob Ross, and a fucking Jerry Jair came on, and he would just sit there with that green screen behind him, and fucking people could call in, and he would just be like, "Go fuck your mother," click, and he'd hang up on him, and he'd fucking be like, "Die, die, die! I need help getting. I want Jerry Jair on this show. It has to happen."
See, you said I would be the the real estate mogul. I think. You know, he's going to surprise the hell out of you. You know, he invested early and got out when he should in Bitcoin. He probably lives in Miami, you know, married a supermodel. Yo, yeah, man.
The best is going to figure it out. We're going to find out he's like a pediatric neurosurgeon and he was just fucking around. You know what I mean?
That's good stuff. Wow.
Right? When was the last time you think you heard that dude's name?
No, the last time I watched it.
Unbelievable. Yeah. We didn't even touch half the things I wanted to talk to with you about tonight. You have such an interesting mind. You're such a clever person that I really do want to have you back on. I said to him last night, I go, "Hey, Brian, you never know. You might become like a semi-regular guest." You know what his reply was? "Let's get through tomorrow. Let's get through the first show.
Let's see how it goes." Pump the brakes.
I'm sitting on the couch going, he already doesn't fucking like it. He didn't even get on there yet.
Look, at the media I consume, what I really is still 660 AM radio, you know, to and from work and when I go places.
I listen to it too. I love it.
And it's fantastic.
Do you have a flip phone, like an old school flip phone?
No. I'm hip to the game, it's a life choice. It's not really, there was a lot of tense. There was a time I wish I was lying, where I had a wife that was pregnant. I'm not going to say how many months, but when I honestly looked at her earnestly and said, "You know, I don't really need a phone." No, and she looked at me like, "What are you, fucking nuts? What world do you live in?" You know.
Oh my goodness.
No, I got it. You know, it's a choice. You know. There's a lot of heartache in letting people know that I'm probably not going to answer the phone when they call. But
I'll tell you what, though. I fucking, 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, and then last night when I text you, I don't know what you did to be so good to me, but you got back to me within minutes, both times.
Look, it's engagement. You know, if you call me and you want to do something, I'm like, yeah, let's do it. But, you know, you text me, you want to do something, let's do it, you know?
Well, how about this? 2 weeks from tonight, I'm going to come up with two topics. You're going to come up with two topics. And we'll right off the rip, we'll get into it. But here's the only thing I got to ask you, though. One has to be silly and one has to be serious. That's it.
Okay, yeah.
You down?
Look, I... All right. Hey, you don't even have to ask.
If you're ever interested, you are... always and more than welcome in studio or on Zoom, or we can keep it on phone. You think about that and you let me know.
Okay. I have to ask you because I knew you had something going on. You know what I mean? I knew you had something going on. Being very honest, I haven't listened to it. I don't even know how to listen to it. So you need to educate me on how to listen to what's going on with Johan Santana the Dada.
Johan Santana. I'll take that nickname all day, every day. Well, dude, first of all, I've known you since we were forever. I love you. I appreciate you so much for coming on here. And I do look forward to hearing you or seeing you in 2 weeks. That's up to you. I will send you some information and I will stay in touch in these next 2 weeks. And we won't go dark. And yeah, I end this show. Matter of fact, we're going to keep them on right to the end. Brian, I'm not going to hang up with you till we're done with the show.
Sounds good, man.
Lucky him.
Yeah, lucky you. I end the show every week, Brian, and I'm very sincere about this, and I tell people the three most important words in the English language are, "How are you?" And if you just pick up the phone or your email, whatever it is, and you just text somebody or call them and just say the three words or type the three words, "How are you?" You can save someone's day, you can save someone's week, you might even save their life. The world's a crazy fucked up place you never know, and I really believe just asking somebody, "How are you?" is super important, and it keeps us connected. So please make sure everybody, when you're done watching this goofy ass thing that we do on Thursdays, get onto your phone, just reach out to the ones who aren't reaching out, and just send those three words to somebody you haven't talked to in a while. Not somebody you talked to on Tuesday. Fuck them. They're good. You know that already. tell somebody you haven't heard to in some like in like 11 Tuesdays. Reach out to them. Brian, a group of our friends like Kev and Chris and Cheese and those guys and Dave, I sent one out like a month ago. How are you? The responses were crazy. I got a couple of private texts out where it's put, you know, guys got things going on, and it's just good to know that, you know, to get some shit off your chest and just to bullshit and catch up. So please, everybody, the three most important words in the language are in our English language is how are you? I text Brian. He answers. We know he's good. Intelligent, handsome bastard. Triple threat guy, this guy. And
I use two words. I'm a constant what's shaking guy.
My man, your ass if we're lucky. But that's it. We're going to have Brian on in 2 weeks, and we'll see if we get him in studio. We'll see if we get him in Zoom, or we keep him on the phone. Either way, we're going to talk a couple of topics with him. We'll have him back on. Trust me, he's a super interesting guy. We had this conversation in the middle of the summer that he's got to come on a show. He's got so much to talk about. He's got a great look at things. And so I believe that you people are going to enjoy him just as much as I do. That's been the show for tonight. We can't thank all of you enough for checking in, commenting, and liking. Please like, comment, share. Brian, he's going to help find us on Facebook and Spotify and Apple and Google and all that nonsense. We're everywhere. And go to livewithjohnny.com. You'll find all the links. Bright Eyes, I'm coming home. We'll see you all next week, and I love you all.